Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, July 14, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
ESG breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCU, advances $18.4 million Phase 2 DOD-funded rare earth facility in Louisiana. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. announced an $18.4 million Phase 2 award from the U.S. Department of Defense to build a commercial-scale rare earth processing unit in Louisiana. The project focuses on heavy rare earth elements crucial for defense and advanced technologies. With key milestones achieved and funding received, Ucore aims to establish a domestic REE supply chain. Through strategic partnerships, the company plans to disrupt China's control of the North American REE supply chain and develop rare earth projects in Alaska and Canada. Ucore is listed on the TSXV under UCU and on the OTC markets under UURAF. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Sinobiological sets new industry standard with ProPure endotoxin-free proteins made in the USA. Sinobiological US Inc. introduces ProPure, a groundbreaking line of endotoxin-free recombinant proteins made in the USA at its cutting-edge C4B facility in Houston, Texas. These proteins are designed for immunology research, vaccine development, and therapeutic protein manufacturing, with endotoxin levels below the limit of quantification. Dr. Rob Burgess, Chief Business Officer, emphasizes the company's commitment to scientific excellence and product safety. The launch of ProPure highlights Sinobiological's dedication to bioprocessing innovation and supporting the global life sciences community. In addition to standard offerings, the C4B offers customized protein development services to meet unique research needs. For more information, visit sinobiological.com. Investor news breaks: ES Gold Corp. CTQBAUF unveils district-scale potential at Montauban Gold-Silver Project. Gold Corp., trading on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTCQUF, has unveiled the district-scale potential at its Montauban Gold-Silver Project in Quebec. Results from the ambient noise tomography survey indicate a vertically extensive system reaching depths of 1,200 meters, suggesting a district-scale volcanogenic massive sulfide system. With permits in place and tailings reprocessing underway, ES Gold is focused on both near-term production and long-term exploration, positioning Montauban as a potential multi-generational mining asset.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.